Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tim Dillon Show. I'm really thankful that many of you listened to my episode with Steve Bannon. We've never shied away from having controversial people on this show. We think everybody is worth hearing out for the good of our democracy. Lots of times we platform views that I may not agree with. And today we're having our most controversial guest of all time. These people have said things that I not only disagree with, but I find disgusting and repulsive. But I believe, because of my commitment to free speech, that they should be heard. They say wild things, and they take no responsibility for it. At the end of the day, the Tim Dillon Show prides ourselves in sitting down with people, no matter how sick and twisted and deranged their ideas happen to be. And with that, here's the program. Thank you guys for coming on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
No, of course. You guys have wild takes. You say crazy stuff. You know, you don't take responsibility for a lot of what you say. You throw stuff out there. You don't care. Are they facts? Are they opinions? It doesn't matter. And Do you guys ever feel the responsibility to back up what you say? Or do you just... you're just throwing out wild stuff.
I'd say there's a little bit of thought process, but it's really just chucking whatever comes up from here.
Yeah.
Just out.
If I said best breakfast cereal, Honey Nut Cheerios, what do you say to that?
No.
What do you mean no?
that's like bottom tier.
Yeah.
Bottom tier? Honey Nut Cheerios, the famous B.
Are we in like the 60s? Like, do we have any other, what is it like?
We're not in the 60s. That's an ageist comment that's been made. That's ageism. Now, so tell me what you think the best breakfast cereal is if it's not Honey Nut Cheerios.
Crunch.
What is it?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That is very good. All right. That is actually very good. They might have a good point there. All right, fine. But Cinnamon Toast Crunch, here's the thing with Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Every day, like, doesn't it feel after a while, doesn't it get old to you?
Gotta have a rotation.
Yeah.
Rotation for cereal. That's how you go.
Interesting. Okay. Best fast food overall, I say Taco Bell. Sorry, but I do. What do we feel about that?
I think it's a good take. I like that.
It's definitely up there.
Yeah.
That's correct. It is up there. Yeah. What else would you say is in the running outside of Taco Bell?
McDonald's.
Yeah.
And Chick-fil-A.
McDonald's is good because they have breakfast.
Yeah.
And anyone who eats breakfast at Taco Bell should be in jail.
They do have good... Wait, no, that's Burger King. Never mind.
No, Burger King has French toast sticks.
Yeah, those things are good. Yeah.
They were amazing. And in fact, in the 90s, when they came out with the French toast stick, Burger King literally changed the game. That led many years later to the McGriddle.
Really?
There's a direct line that you can draw from the Burger King French toast stick to the McGriddle.
Wow.
Yes. I'm just saying, I wrote my college thesis on it. I'm kidding. I didn't go to college. What is... favorite ice cream flavor? I say chocolate chip cookie dough. Now, no name. I want you to answer. I know this one's the leader, and he kind of steers it a little bit. No name. I want you to answer best ice cream flavor.
Probably chocolate chip cookie dough or cookies and cream.
That is correct. Very good. McLovin, what do you say to that?
I think cookies and cream is the right answer here.
Cookies and cream is excellent, and it is up there. What about Nonchalant?
Definitely cookie dough.
Yeah, see, Chaparm, are you going to say something crazy like black raspberry and then steer everybody to that?
I like these. What happened to a good basic chocolate flavor? Nah. Like, can we not?
What are we in the 60s? What are we in the 50s now? A good basic chocolate flavor?
It's a test of time.
It's a test of time. And I feel like he's really like a 40-year-old guy who just looks like a little kid. Like, you know that midget who it was, remember that Russian midget who pretended to be a kid? Remember that whole thing? Anyway, but was it a midget? We don't know. They said it wasn't. The point is this. That's what I think he is. Sometimes he's too old for his age. The pizza, because pizza's bad now. Like, when I was growing up, Pizza Hut used to be good. What do you think the best chain pizza place is?
I don't really, you can't franchise a pizza. I think it has to come from a local spot.
This is not a, this guy, he's 46 years old. This is a 46-year-old millionaire who lives in this house, and he's befriended these other kids. There's no way that that's not. So what do you say, Nonchalant? Do you agree you can't franchise pizza? Sometimes you have to.
Yeah, well, sometimes you, like you said, you have to. I think Little Caesars is on the top of the chain, and then Pizza Hut after.
Let me tell you right now what happens at Little Caesars. Murder, okay? People kill each other at Little Caesars. Little Caesars is always in the worst area. If I see a Little Caesars, I get on my GPS immediately, and I try to get out of that area as soon as possible. Little Caesars is not put in the best area. Let's just be very honest.
Our Little Caesars got a car crashed into it.
Yeah, Little Caesars is a nightmare. Yeah. I was the last time I was in Little Caesars, someone was giving birth. Here's the point. What do you think about No Name? What do you think? Or McLovin. Let's go to McLovin. McLovin, what do you think as a chain pizza place?
I feel like I'd probably go with Papa John's. I think that's with Pizza Hut up there.
Yeah. That we don't endorse everything that man says, but it's a good pizza. No Name, what do you think? Chain pizzeria, which way do you go?
Papa John's. I feel like they have a good variety of pizza, and it's good.
Yeah, I feel like, okay, breakfast. Best breakfast food. The reality is you guys have never had it because you've never been to Long Island, New York, which is probably actually the greatest place in the world. They have something called the bacon, egg, and cheese. Scrambled eggs, American cheese, bacon. You get it on a roll or a bagel. That's clearly the top breakfast food. Am I wrong?
No, that is the top breakfast food.
That is correct. Are you guys all into crab cakes? Because is it MD Foodie Boys? That's Maryland, right? Or does that mean you're medical doctors?
That's Maryland.
Maryland.
So what do you think of the crab cake as a food?
I love it.
It's great.
I don't really mess with crab cakes.
What's wrong with you? Why don't you mess with crab? That's your whole state.
Yeah.
I like crabs. I've never tried a crab cake.
So why?
Well, off the looks of it.
Looks of a crab cake?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I think crab cakes have a great flavor. So.
Yeah, I think.
Thank you. I think you're correct. I think you're actually correct. Do you like the crabs that you smash with the hammer?
Yeah.
Well, you have violence issues. Here's the thing. There's probably issues there that need to be explored. No, the crab cake is good. What about the crab dip? That's also very good.
Yeah,
crab dip with the crackers.
I don't do that either.
The pretzels are good. Have you ever had a crab pretzel?
You know what's interesting about you? You're on the food show. You don't eat any food. That's what's amazing. You've never had a food in your life. They bring up water. This kid goes, I've never had it. I don't like it. I don't like the way it looks. You can see through it. It bothers me. Fish swim in it. Not for me. They go, what do you eat? So wait, what did you ask me?
Crab pretzel?
No, but that sounds sick.
It's great. It's like, it's basically crab dip with baked cheese on it, with like baked over cheese.
In the pretzel.
On a pretzel, on top of the pretzel.
That's pretty sick.
Great.
Yeah. Waffle, pancake, French toast, which one?
Pancakes.
Waffle.
No, pancakes.
Waffle. French toast.
Here's the problem. Pancakes are the most consistently good when you get them out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they're not. But when a waffle is done amazingly, it's hard to beat.
Thank you.
French toast is the food that you have the most that is disappointing when you go out because a lot of people don't know how to make it. Sometimes it's just bread.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just bread. And then it's bad. But if a waffle is done well, it's amazing. Okay. Pasta. You're eating pasta. The sauce that goes on pasta. What is the best sauce to put on pasta?
Just the marinara.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like a marinara or like a vodka sauce is good too.
Yeah.
The answer is spicy vodka sauce.
Ooh.
That's the best. Because it's you know, it's spicy as well. How did you guys start this podcast? They're all millionaires. I feel like they're all like multi-millionaires. They have that vibe.
Me and McLovin always thought of like doing food reviews and we were just podcast.
My goal right now is to text my friend Joe Rogan and have them sit there for 3 hours.
That would be sick.
Joe Rogan explain to them why they can only eat. Joe Rogan will be like, steak, elk. You like elk? McLovin will go, I don't fuck with elk. Oh, it's actually good, man. It's actually very good, man. It's very good. It's high protein. Now, are you scared because Robert F. Kennedy, our new Health and Human Services secretary, is going to try to limit junk food? He's going to try to, you know, he's going to try to do that. And that might be good, no?
Hey, I think you might have a heart attack.
Sorry. You're gonna have to start eating vegetables. RFK is going to make everybody eat carrots, the thing you don't like.
Oh, no, it's not good. Happening.
The best candy, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Yes?
What?
Are you nuts?
It's not the best.
It's top three.
What do you mean it's not the best? It's clearly like the most popular in America, and this is a democracy.
Reese's Pieces are better.
Here's why they're not. Number one, they're literally copying M&M's. Number two, the peanut butter cup is about ratios. It is a perfect ratio of chocolate to peanut butter.
That's true. That is true. Yeah.
What do you say? No name. What do you say the best candy is?
Oh, Reese's for sure. The peanut butter and chocolate go perfect together.
Thank you. Nonchalant, what would you weigh in and say?
Airheads.
Okay. Well, what about you, McLovin? What's your favorite candy? Rocks you find on the streets? No.
Probably M&M's.
Yeah, the M&M is classic. Cake, the best type of cake. Is it chocolate with vanilla icing or is it vanilla with chocolate icing? Or is it red velvet? What is
it? Red velvet.
Vanilla with chocolate.
Vanilla.
Or just a birthday cake.
Vanilla with chocolate is the answer a serial killer gives. It is a chocolate cake. And vanilla icing is much better.
No, it's red velvet with cream cheese icing.
Yeah, red velvet's good. No name, what do you think? Weigh in.
For sure, but cream cheese icing, I don't know if I've had that before, but red velvet.
It's very interesting. Nonchalant, what do you think? What do you weigh in here?
Vanilla and vanilla.
What's the... You gentlemen are very... You've exploded recently. The show's very big. It's very, very big. Yeah. Most people have to work for years and years and years to get ahead in this business, like myself. Many of you guys kind of just blown up quickly. Do you worry about the longevity? Do you worry about the plan, the long-term plan, the financial plan? Do you say to yourself, how do we keep it going? How do we grow? How do we stay relevant? Does it keep you up at night like it keeps me up? Because it keeps me up at night. How do I stay relevant?
I wouldn't say the financial part really keeps me worried. But I would say the longevity, personally, for me, I think it would be cool to keep going as long as possible.
Yeah. It would be cool, but I don't really think about it.
Interesting. Favorite restaurant?
Ooh.
That's a good one.
That is a hard one. Local places. Yeah. It's all local places, all local spots. I'd say it's like a pretty popular crab cake spot.
I love, there's a place called Coco's Pub, which is sick. There's a place called G&M, right? They're pretty good, Maryland. What do you think? Favorite restaurant? What do you think? Chili's? I mean, I don't know.
Chili's is pretty good.
Yeah. Papa's, very good. Cheap crab cake place.
Okay. No name, what about you? Favorite restaurant?
I'm a big fan of Buffalo Wild Wings.
It's very good. It's very good. I like that. McLovin, favorite restaurant?
Bon Tempo Brothers. It's a little pizza spot near us.
Good for you. Well, listen, you gentlemen are great. If people want to subscribe to your show or are you selling merch now?
No.
In the works.
Yeah.
Do you have a crypto? Are you gonna launch a coin like Hawk Tua?
No, that's
you're
a
not
bad.
gonna, you're gonna not do an MD Foodie coin?
No.
Okay. I'm just saying. Look, we got a few friends in Miami. Help you out with that. Get a nice coin going. Some college paid for. Be nice, huh? Do you guys think it would be cool one day to own a restaurant?
Yeah, I think that'd be very cool.
Yeah.
That's it. What kind of restaurant would you own?
Pizza. Pizza.
Before you guys leave, do you ever get in arguments with each other, or do you just get along all the time?
I'd say
We get
along with
along
each other, yeah.
most of the time. Not no like serious arguments.
It's amazing. That's amazing. Well, listen, guys, I really appreciate you guys coming on. We are big fans. The debates sometimes get a little heated on your show. I know it can get difficult. You're talking about important issues. You're talking about serious. This is real stuff.
Yeah,
You
for
know what I
sure.
mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? I get it. And I think you're all very brave to kind of come out there and just say what you want. Like to say, I've never had a carrot. You know? That's pretty brave. You know what I mean? I appreciate that. And I saw an episode you did, which was a Lost episode that you all did, which was an hour, and it was just a discussion about the Ukraine war. And it was brilliant. It was actually brilliant that you did that. It was really out of pocket. And it was great. No Name was like, I think the Ukraine is good, maybe. I think it has a good flavor. But I also think we need money for education. So I thought that was very interesting. Thank you, guys. You guys rock. Tell people where to find you.
Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all at MD
MD
Foodie. With
Foodie.
the Z.
Yeah. Nonchalant, what were you going to add there?
With Z.
With a Z.
Yep,
The
MD Foodie
Z.
Boys with a Z.
MD Foodie Boys with a Z.
Yep.
Very good. For all those people at Little Caesars, spell it with a Z.
Yep.
All right, thank you guys so much.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I watched the State of the Union. I was in Brooklyn at the McKibben Lofts. You don't know anything about that. They're not cool anymore, but they were at one time in Williamsburg. There were hipster orgies, and people smelled bad, and they were kind of annoying, and it was cool. It was cool. Now it's all corporate. It's like Soho. It's a lot of rich people from France and, you know, their kids. You know, we don't love that. But a friend of mine has a spot over there, and we were watching the State of the Union from Brooklyn's favorite president, Williamsburg's favorite president, Donald Trump. Is that in Bushwick or Williamsburg, the McKibben Lofts?
Technically Bushwick,
oh,
they call it East Williamsburg.
Oh,
now.
Enough. How disgusting is that? How disgusting. But no, it's true. It's true, actually, geographically. Listen, I've disagreed with a lot of what Trump is doing in the first couple of days. I've said as much. I don't think anybody thought the deep state was like park rangers, which is who they're firing. I don't think they should fire any veterans. I don't think anybody who's a veteran should be fired. If you served the country, you should not be fired from a job. And I think you got to be very careful for all the reasons in the Steve Bannon interview that Steve Bannon talked about. You got to be wary of tech people in general, and you've got to be wary of taking a hammer to these programs that help people, Medicaid, Social Security. If Trump does that, I don't think he's going to do it, but if he does it, he's going to very quickly lose the public, and I've said as much. Now, though, let's talk about the speech, because quite frankly, this is when you see a guy who just knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. He found a black child with brain cancer who wants to be a cop, and he deputized him into the Secret Service. I'm sorry, but it was literally, if you were not misty-eyed a little bit at that, you are sick. If that doesn't get you a little bit, you've got nothing inside. This little kid who's been through hell, who loves the police, and then Trump's going to make him into a Secret Service. If you don't know how, and the Democrats didn't get up, and they should have. They should have applauded for that. They should have said, we don't like Trump and we don't agree with him, but you know what? This is pretty fucking cool. But they didn't. They all sat there. I'm telling you, this was a very heartfelt moment. And yet, yes, it's reality TV. And yes, maybe, who knows if the kid is sick? It doesn't matter. Who knows if the kid likes the police, really? Who cares? But yes, all of that probably was true. But he knows how it lands. It lands. Shit like that works. You know why you do shit like that? Number one, it's nice to do. But number two, it works. It lands. The Democrats got to find their gimmick. Where the fuck are their gimmick? My uncle opened a restaurant. They had a chicken parm, but it looked like a pizza. You get it? And people would cut it with the pizza. Is it the greatest thing ever? Who cares? People go, is that a pizza? No, it's a chicken parm. It opens the conversation. It's a fun gimmick. It's fun. You ever see a dish finished tableside at a restaurant? They light something on fire. Is it necessary? No. Is it nice? Absolutely. You spent the money. Spent the money. And when you see this little kid and he's up there and... This was a very heartwarming moment. Let's play it. If you don't think this is heartwarming, I don't know what to tell you. Let's play Donald Trump making this little guy, because again, learn from this. If you're literally in life, if you're doing anything, learn from this. These are the type of things you have to do, because these are the moments you create, these moments. And this was brilliant. The speech went on for 2 hours, but he had these brilliant moments. He would point at someone in the thing and go, and your daughter, they were mutilated by an illegal immigrant. They mutilated her. And now we're naming a game reservation after her where the animals will roam free and the people cry. Because it is nice. He goes, you're an illegal immigrant. Cannibal ate your daughter, and now we're naming a zoo after her. It's going to be the Ashley Zoo. And I'm sorry they ate your daughter. That's the type of stuff that works. If a cannibal eats a child under a bridge and you name a theme park after her, I am misty-eyed. It is good. He would point at someone and go, and look at this fat bitch. He even pointed at this fat bitch. They did revenge porn on this fat bitch. Get that fat bitch up for a minute. We'll get back to this brain cancer kid. I love him. Get this fat bitch up. Because he said this fat bitch sent a photo of herself to someone and they leaked it. And then they created this whatever. They called the Take It Down Act. I mean, what a shameful. How sad is that? I mean, they're calling this the Take It Down Act. I mean, let's watch this. Next to Melania, who's stunning, by the way, you have a Boombatty. And someone leaked a photo of this Boombatty. And it's called the Take It Down Act. I mean, that's a rough act. Hold on. Watch this for a minute. But I was just saying that's a rough act to get named after you, the Take It Down Act. Oh, yeah, I inspired legislation. What is it? It's Take My Fat Ass Off the Internet Act. That's the act. Let's watch.
And is poised to complete her education and become a teacher. And Elliston Berry, who became a victim of an illicit deep fake image produced by a peer. With Elliston's help, the Senate just passed the Take It Down Act. And this is so important. Thank you very much, John. John Thune, thank you. Stand up, John. Thank you, John.
Is it the hot one or not? Who did they do the deep fake of?
I think it's the woman on the right.
The hot one?
Yes.
Your right or my right?
Oh, that's a great, white, wearing white.
Well, yeah, oh, she's hot. Who's the boombatty?
I think, foster care? Something to do
What happened in the foster? Oh, Melania's doing foster care for her.
Yeah, right before.
They brought her into the house? They let her in the house? They brought her in the house for the foster care? No, they put her in a, they built a back house in Palm Beach. They put her in the dog house. And Barron feeds her. Here's the thing. What was I saying? Go back to that kid who wants to be a cop. It was beautiful. But the hot one's not even paying attention. But I guess that's not new. This is heartwarming shit. This little kid is there with his dad. Let's watch and I'll talk through it.
Tonight is a young man who truly loves our police.
That's right.
His name is DJ Daniel. He is 13 years old, and he has always dreamed of becoming a police officer.
This is so sweet. It is nice. And the father's clearly been in jail. And that's what's nice, too, is that you have a real face. This is a moment. He's dressed up like a cop. This is sweet. This is what works. There he is. I hope the Democrats are standing for this. I really hope they are. If they're not, they're fucked. Because people, you know.
But in 2018, DJ was diagnosed with brain cancer. The doctors gave him 5 months at most to live. That was more than 6 years ago.
This is very special. There's RFK. Look at Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I was in a room with her and a billionaire, by the way. That criminal, Debbie.
Since that time, DJ and his dad.
What a horrible face she has, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Go back to her face. What a horrible face she has. What a terrible face that woman has. She kind of recognized me, too. I was in this. Look at that face. Look at that terrible face she has. I was in a room with her and some other guy. It's not important. He's a billionaire. And she kind of was giving me a side eye because I think she knew who I was. What a terrible face. She looks like a Dr. Seuss character, but not one of the good ones. Not the Lorax, you know, one of the ones that suck. Keep going. Look, and by the way, you think the Democrats look out of touch? Who's this bitch in the pearls? Like, what are you doing? I mean, this woman next to her is like, who's her husband, the Monopoly guy? Like, they have to, I don't get what's going on here, but keep, this is very sweet what Trump does. He makes this kid the head of the CIA.
As an honorary law enforcement officer, actually a number of times, the police love him, the police departments love him. And tonight, DJ, we're going to do you the biggest honor of them all. I am asking our new Secret Service Director,
yes,
Sean Curran, to officially make you an agent of the United States Secret Service.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. Well, that's term number three. That'll be term number three, everybody. Great job. He's four more. We're on the verge of eight more. I mean, this is amazing. This is a show. I'm watching a show, and it's great. All right, let's move on. Let's move on. I'm watching a show and it's great. It's actually a great show. Oh, a child is getting a nice thing in Congress. Finally, politicians, and you're a child, and they're not drowning it after they've raped it. I'm just saying, it's a nice change of pace. Do you think anyone watched the show before they let the chef's club kids on or whatever, the food kids?
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
I was shocked at the Democratic response. I'm absolutely shocked by this. The Democrats, I'm going to play a video for you in 2 seconds of the person that the Democratic Party chose to respond to the president. Now, whatever you think about the Democratic Party and whatever you think about the Republican Party, I thought this was wildly inappropriate because I don't think the Democrats get it. I'm going to play for you the person. You know, every time they do a State of the Union or a joint address to Congress, whatever, there is a response. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the Democratic response to President Donald Trump.
This is my first of probably many recordings on a series that I'm starting. I am a legal advocate. I am a researcher. I've been in the legal field since 2011. And in this capacity, I feel that it's necessary if I'm going to continue to operate appropriately as a legal advocate that I start to advocate for myself and also advocate for my daughter. For those of you who don't know, my name is Casey Anthony. My daughter is Kaylee Anthony. My parents are George and Cindy Anthony. This is not about them. This is not in response to anything that they have said or done. That's not to say that I'm not going to respond at some point to some of the things that they have said and done. The whole point of this is for me to begin to reintroduce myself.
Such an odd choice.
I'm doing this both personally for me, but in a professional capacity. Moving forward, the majority of what you will see will be me speaking in a professional capacity.
Okay.
My goal is to continue to help give a voice to people, to give people tools and resources that they can utilize so they actually know where they can turn to. So with that, please join me on Substack. If you have questions, I will set up an email address where we can correspond directly. Up until this point, that has never happened. And it's only going to be on a limited basis regarding legal issues, legal matters. One of the main reasons that I'm doing this,
yes,
there are people close to me who have been targeted and attacked recently. There are also people close to me who have had some recent things occur. And when necessary, people needed to step up, myself included. So as a proponent for the LGBTQ community, for our legal community.
Well, that's nice of her that she's an advocate for the LGBTQ. Well, first of all, the LGBTQ community. Thank you, Casey Anthony. I want to thank her. But it's odd that the Democrats chose her to do the response to Trump because she killed her daughter. That's odd to me. Now, I understand that she has some good points. She's saying some of the right things, I think. But I don't know why she's doing it from a car. Where is she parked? Also, I think she killed her daughter. A lot of people feel like she killed her daughter. That's the big problem I have with the Democrats choosing her to do a rebuttal to Trump, is the killing of the daughter. I think that leaves a bad taste in people's mouth. I'm no expert, but let's just let her finish up here because maybe it does take a turn. Maybe she's found the killer.
women's rights.
Yes.
I feel that it's important that I use this platform that was thrust upon me and now look at it as a blessing as opposed to the curse that it has been since 2008.
No, it is a blessing to have your daughter
with
murdered.
That, these aren't going to be perfect. They're not going to be edited most of the time.
Well, the angle's odd. First off, the angle's not good. This is a terrible angle.
Proverbially standing in the light, embracing.
By the way, that angle, that's the last thing her daughter saw before she put her in the marsh.
I'm going to keep my privacy intact, so you will.
Come on.
Get very comfortable with
this.
My
is what I do for a living.
And
this is what I do for a living.
I will explain in great detail why it's so important for people to protect their privacy.
Because you're killing
it's
others.
Not just important.
Well, because, of course, if you want
to
privately kill your child,
private individuals.
And privacy is a big,
the current
yes.
Climate in our
the current climate in the country. The current climate in the country.
Which is why I am utilizing the Substack platform.
Thank God.
Yes, I am
a murderer.
Advertising this and publishing this on TikTok.
Of course.
Possibly also through other meta platforms.
Sure.
But my intention is to separate from that and showcase even more why Substack is such an important resource for people to utilize.
Who've killed their children.
Anyway.
All right. Get her out of here. Big fan of her. Always have been. Casey Anthony. I like her and I like that she's back. I think the thing about Casey Anthony that we all have to remember is she made one mistake. And we can't, I don't think we want to live in a country where, and I've said this before on the show, you kill one child and then it's like, all right, you're done. I still want to hear what she has to say about women's rights. Call me a nut. Call me a nut. Call me a nut to my face. That's fine. You can think sticks and stones may break my bones, but I like Casey Anthony. I don't know how it goes. The point is this. What did she do? She put her daughter in a backpack and threw her in the lake. Listen, folks, it was a long time ago, and I'm not going to hold it against her. What does she have to say about the women's rights? And the privacy is very interesting. I'm a known person. I get it. Sometimes I'm recognized. I'm eating a frozen yogurt during the winter, and it's very strange. It's odd when someone sees you in Canada eating ice cream in the freezing cold, and they go, oh, that's a horrible choice. What a monster you are. So I get it. The whole privacy thing's a problem. Now, what did this woman do again? She put her daughter in a food processor. Now, that's not good, and I would never say, I would never defend, but here's the only thing I would say. I would say, hey, things get heated. Things get heated. You know? I mean, make this a little bigger, please. My eyes are going. They're not going. I'm just... Kaylee Anthony, that's very sad. It's her nanny, Fernandez Gonzalez, and that Fernandez Gonzalez had kidnapped a toddler, but when police investigated the apartment, they found it had been abandoned for more than 140 days. Casey also told the police that she was working at Universal Studios. However, when investigators took her to Universal Studios on July 16th and asked them to show her office, Casey led detectives into the building before admitting that she no longer worked there. As it turned out, she had not worked there since she had taken maternity leave almost 3 years earlier. Then she was arrested. On July 29th, she was offered a limited immunity deal in exchange for helping find Kaylee. Prosecutors said they would not use Casey's statements to police against her. Then that offer expired. Casey's parents sold NBC's Today Show in October 2008. They maintaining their belief that Kaylee was alive and would be found. Larry Garrison, president of Silver Creek Entertainment, acted as Anthony's family spokesman until November 2008 when he resigned, citing the family's erratic behavior. I wonder why. In 2008, meter reader Roy Cronk called police about a suspicious object found in a forested area near the Anthony residence. In the first instance, he was directed by the sheriff's office to call the tip line, which he did, receiving no return call. In the second instance, he called and the sheriff's office and eventually was met by two police officers. He reported to them that he had just seen what happened to be a skull. Ugh, near a gray bag on that occasion. Da 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 da. Was it her or not? The death was ruled a homicide and the cause of death was undetermined. Listen, just because this mother lied about literally everything, I want to hear what she has to say about the LGBTQ community. I want to. I want advocates, even if they've killed their kids. I do. Even if you dispose of your daughter's body in a wooded area, I want you to advocate for women and me in the LGBTQ community. There's nothing wrong about the right to privacy. Isn't that funny? She's banging on about the right to privacy. I mean, because it is disgusting in this country now what's happened. Because here's how bad it's gotten in this country. You cannot publicly kill your child and be left alone. That's how bad it's gotten. You make a reservation at the steakhouse and you get some looks at the bar just because you killed your daughter and left her in a wooded area. The tariffs, what are they affecting? Trump imposes 25% tariffs on all imports from Mexico and Canada, but maybe they're rolling back the tariffs. We don't know. Trump has said, whatever you're using as a tariff on our goods, we're going to use a tariff on your goods. What is this going to impact? Cars, they say fruits and vegetables, but no one eats vegetables here, really. What are the things most affected by tariffs? Because I'm not really for these tariffs, but I'll tell you this. I'm going to help you right now select things based on the fact that certain things are going to go up because of these tariffs. We know this. And you're going to have to deal with it. So here's what I'm going to tell you to do. I understand. Okay. Consumer goods. Here's what's happening. Among the consumer goods that are going to be affected is toys for the children. Okay? Instead of buying them toys, you could kill them and leave them in a wooded area. What else is going to be affected? Footwear? Footwear is affected. Meaning shoes are affected by the tariffs, okay? Instead of wearing shoes, okay, you can buy one pair of boots, okay, and use them to trek through the woods with the body of your child. What else? Fruits and vegetables? Fruits and vegetables are going up? 90% of avocados are they're from Mexico, so expect to pay more for them in guacamole. Well, no more fiesta nights, scum. No more of that. There's too much of a celebratory vibe with the weeknight. It should be an event. It should be special when you go out for a Mexican meal. You can't just willy-nilly mash up guacamole all the time. That's not the way the world works. Guacamole is a special night with your friends and family. It's not all the time. It shouldn't be. Chipotle's now going to be like, the guacamole is an extra charge of $19. Are you okay with that? Scumbag on your 30-minute lunch break, are you okay with the $14 upcharge? What other foods will go up there? Strawberries. Strawberries are going up. Raspberries, bell peppers. That's a tough, tough thing, but there are substitutions for all of these things. There are substitutions for all of these things. You don't need a strawberry or a raspberry. You can vape. Vaping has the same smell as a raspberry or a strawberry. And you're getting nicotine, which is good for your brain. All the berries do is rot your teeth, you sugar freak. What does Casey Anthony think about the tariffs? I want to know what she thinks about the tariffs. That's my main concern.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's. Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
They're going to recall Mayor Karen Bass just because L.A. burned down. So what did she do? Who cares? She's just an incompetent politician. You should get rid of her, but who cares? Ooh, Nicole Shanahan. Her husband said, can you have her on the show? I said, nope. And here's why. I agree with what she's doing. She should recall Karen Bass. But I don't want to talk to her and Justine Bateman for an hour because I'll be bored. Okay. And that doesn't mean I disagree with them. I just will be bored by that for an hour. I'm not doing that. I don't know if they're right. I'm sure they are right, but I'm bored by that. And I like Justine Bateman, but I don't want to chat with them for now. Yeah, recall Bass. You can't continually invest in what California does. Who cares? They like it. They like it when it burns. They like all the bullshit. They enjoy it. It's good. I'm sick of telling people how to live. It's such a waste of goddamn time. Don't tell people how to live. Let people do whatever they want. Yes, is Karen Bass a good mayor? No, she's not. But I don't know what to tell you. What are you going to do? The damage is kind of done. Yes, will it get worse? Sure. It'll be worse. But it's already done. It's already done. It's a s'more. The Pacific Palisades is a s'more now. What do you want me to do? I don't want to talk about it for an hour. I'm sorry. I'm not going to have him on for an hour. Recaller or not, I don't know what to say about it anymore. It's already done. It's already rubble. Who's going to even get in there and chain? Oh, it's going to be better. The next one we get's going to be good. It's already shit. The water's already got, it's got a toxic sludge that slid off the mountain into the water. You're not going to be able to swim in that water. You're not going to be able to swim in that water. I don't care who's elected. It's a get out of the hell. People keep debating hell. Well, the mayor of hell is not good. Yeah, yeah, get out of that. Leave. There's nothing to be done over there. It's the most beautiful place with the stupidest people in the world. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what, it's never going to work. It's never going to work. Move to an uglier place. Texas is an ugly place. It is uggy. But I don't know. It's cheaper. It is gross. A lot of it. But it's cheaper. Okay? The food's not as good. It's heinous. It's hot. The bugs are the size of a bird. Spiders there will take your arm off. There's snakes trying to kill you. Whatever. But, you know, I don't know what to tell you. There's less fires. But it's ugly. It's what it is. If you want to live around the beauty, sometimes the beauty is just going to burn up in front of your face. And there's nothing you can do about it. Yes, it is mismanaged politically terribly. and it will probably never get any better. It could, and I hope it does, but I'm telling you from living there for 5 years and speaking to the people, I don't believe on the horizon is a fix. I don't. If you live there, you just have to live in that space. That kind of like, who knows what's going to happen? That's what's kind of fun about it. It's actually what's good about it, is it is so terribly mismanaged. And none of it makes any sense. That's why it's cool. It's cool because none of it makes sense and everyone around you is completely out of it. And some of them have like a realization for a few minutes, but they can't keep a thought in their fucking head for more than 5 seconds. They get distracted by what? Avocado. Guacamole. That's all they want to do is eat avocado. The best thing for them would be to slap a lot of tariffs. No avocado toast. No more guacamole. No more fun. No more fun. You have to deal with it. They're too excited about this bullshit. So I don't care. I can't get a... Who did they kill? Which fire chief did they kill? That big hulking dyke or who else? They killed someone. Is that fire chief that looks like Shrek still there? I hope she is. Kristen Crowley loses bid to get her job back, winning just 2 votes. I feel bad for her. You know, she wanted her job back. She's like, I did the job good. I did it good. Bring her up. Does she speak? Does she have an interview?
I put out the fires when they was there. There was a lot of fires there. My name is Kristen Crowley, and I'm the fire. I'm the chief of the fire here in Los Angeles.
She's a big beast, and God love her. Let's get her up. Let's hear what she has to say in her own words. In her own words. This is a Kristen Crowley. She looks like she's a backyard wrestler. She's the fire chief of Los Angeles. And here she's going to speak. Put her on mute because I feel like these people don't really explain themselves as well as I.
Hello.
Let's see. Kristen Crowley now speaking. Ex-fire chief.
I'm here.
Mute it.
Hello. I'm very sorry about the fire that happened in the place where I live. The good people get all burned up in the fire. The fire burned all their cars and their pets and the jewelry. But it wasn't my fault. Fire come and fire go. Fire's the work of the Lord, the dark Lord. There's more than one God. Good ain't nothing without evil. The devil is real. And he opened hell, and he blew that fire all over the Pacific Palisades, and he killed all those white women with their nice pussies. I love white pussy, pink pussy, but I ain't never turned down no kind of pussy. Asian purple pussy, black pussy, I love all kinds of pussy. But I love when those fires was out, because all you could smell is the burnt wood and the burnt pussy. A lot of pussies burned up in those fires. My job was to save as many pussies as I could. They got to save the pussy. The pussy ain't supposed to burn like that. I'm not supposed. Why are you trying to fire me?
All right, well, that was Kristen Crowley. And I think that's a good statement she gave because now I understand. I didn't understand. I was so confused about all of the different the fire things. But she kind of, in her own way, kind of explained it in a way that I could understand. I think that's so important nowadays because you don't really hear from the people.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Volodymyr Zelensky, by the way, Trump yelled at him, and then the next day he's like, all right, I'll make peace. He folded like a, folded like a cheap table? What is the expression here? Folded like a what? Folded like a chair is not an expression.
Cheap suit?
Folded like a cheap suit, I think, maybe. Well, let's play this a little bit. It's Trump and J.D. Vance and Volodymyr Zelensky and Volodymyr. And what Zelensky does is he goes, you have an ocean, but you're going to feel it here soon, which is kind of a threat. You can't say that to the president of the country that's giving you all this money. And Zelensky goes out and says that. And then Trump yells at him. And then everyone's freaking out about this. And everyone's like, Trump is disgracing our ally and everything like this. Listen, folks, there needs to be peace. We can't have 5 years of giving this country money. All these people they're not going to beat Russia. It's not going to happen. I know you'd love that. I'm sure it would be nice. But the reality of the situation is it's not going to happen. And in the real world, you have to make a decision. And the decision is, you need to have a peace treaty. And Zelensky's like, well, what if Russia, you know, he said, what if Russia violates the treaty or whatever? I think, you know, what are the security guarantees and stuff like that? There are people, and I've heard, and they're smart people that say they want American boots on the ground, NATO troops on the ground in Ukraine to fight Russia. It's completely insane. This is complete insanity. When I hear people talk like this, I go, what the fuck is wrong with you? Are you insane? Obama was like, this has nothing to do with this is not worth, our national interest is not worth committing any type of troops to the Ukraine when he was president. He said this. This is like a new thing that the civilized world's fate depends on the money laundering operation in the Ukraine that they're doing. This is a completely new thing that the civilized world depends on the Ukraine somehow, which was one of the most racist and corrupt countries in Europe up until Putin invaded them. And then they became, you know, Vermont or whatever. And I'm not saying it was good that Putin invaded. I'm saying we need to end this. This is a show that's gone on too long, the Ukraine war. No one wants this anymore. It's boring. It's boring. This is like towards the end of Yellowstone. It's like, yes, Rip is good and Beth is fun. But it's just time to move on. There's going to be sequels. If you are like me, at the end of Yellowstone, you're like, well, what about 1883? I'm a little sick of this. There's going to be sequels. Putin will invade Moldova. And then you watch that for a little bit. You learn a little bit about Moldova. Like, I've learned enough. Kyiv and the Donbass and Lugansk. We get it. We get it. We get it. When Putin invades Moldova or Estonia, that's Tyler Sheridan's 1883. So there will be spinoffs. I'm kidding. I hope not. I hope not. But I'm not sending the MD Foodie Boys to fight in Ukraine. I'm not taking the crab pretzels out of their fucking fat little hands and make them fight in Ukraine.
In front of the American media, right now you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring it into this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
I have been to...
Come once.
I've actually watched and seen the stories.
Vance kind of got beat on this point.
You bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems bringing people into your military?
We have problems.
And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
A lot of questions. Let's start from the beginning.
Sure.
First of all, during the war, Everybody has problems, even you, but you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel it in the future.
Not good. God bless.
You
don't say that.
God bless. You God bless. You will not have a war.
Don't tell us what we're going to do.
Yeah, what is he doing?
Hold on. Before you pay for yet another app to manage your team, let me introduce you to Connectin, the one platform that
replaces... Who's this? Is this Galinsky's son?
I'm talking about live scheduling.
I'm talking about, have you ever been in water? Do you like to be in water?
I'm not telling you.
Because
I'm
you're in no position to dictate that.
That's
remember
exactly
this.
You're,
no you're in no position.
He's correct. Trump's right.
What we're going to feel. We're going to feel very good.
You will feel influenced.
We're going to feel very good and very strong.
You will feel influenced.
You're right now not in a very good position. You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and he happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having
cards. I'm not playing
cards. Right now, you don't have
you're
playing cards.
Mr. President.
You're playing cards. You're gambling with the lives of
war.
Millions of people.
You think
you're gambling with World War III. You're gambling with World War III. And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country.
I'm
that's
with
back
all
to
respect
you.
To you.
Far more than a lot of people said they should have.
Have you said thank you once? This entire meeting? No, in this
given
entire meeting.
Yeah,
you
Vance,
said
Vance, okay, Vance here doesn't look great. It's never, okay, stop it for a minute. It's never great. Vance doesn't really need to chime in. You got to let Trump cook a little bit. I think it's a let him cook moment. I think it's a let him cook moment, as the kids would say. I think it's just let Trump cook. And I think Vance is kind of jumping in, all respect to Vance, but it's just not needed because Trump was cooking. And Trump was getting there, and Trump was killing it. He was about to kill it. And I think part of the problem with this looks like a tag team where it was Lindsay's being jumped. You never like to see two bitches, you know, smack someone up in a McDonald's. You don't want to see two. Especially if there's a main bitch who's beating another bitch in a McDonald's. And then in, like, the inner city... It's not racist. Statistically, it's a lot of what happens. And one bitch is beating another bitch, and then another bitch and just smacks her with a hash brown. That's what Vance is doing. He's just smacking him with a hash brown. But Trump's kicking his head in, stomping him at the McDonald's. And everyone in McDonald's is calling the police, going, no, stop it. Stop it. And the reality is they're looking at the rest of the McDonald's, people like me that are eating a fillet of fish, going, he must be aghast at this behavior. But actually, I'm going, that bitch ran her mouth. And they're going, oh, he probably doesn't like this McDonald's. He doesn't even feel safe eating here. It's like, no, actually, that bitch ran her mouth. But I don't need to see the other bitch smack her with a hash brown when she's on the ground already. Because one bitch is stomping her head. And then there's everyone in the McDonald's. Like, some people in the McDonald's like, this is so fucked up. This is our ally. She's stomping on her ally because these girls, like, kind of knew each other. Like, this big bitch has all the money because she dates a drug dealer. And she's been giving money to the little bitch because the little bitch has been having problems with peeps from another high school. But the reality is the big bitch goes, I can't keep giving you all this money and cred. And I always have your back, but you keep starting problems. You need to squash that beef because we've got other problems, China. China. So you have this little bitch start popping shit to a bigger bitch in McDonald's. And then the big bitch fucks her up in front of everyone to make a point. And that point is this. I'm still the big bitch. And then that little bitch who's on the floor, you see the big bitch's cousin run up to her with a hash brown and smack her in the face and go, have you ever said thank you even one time? That's unnecessary. That's not really the move. The move is to just let the big bitch cook, stop her out. You know what I mean? And then everyone learns, and then there's peace. This sextortation is bad. They're getting young people are sending photos of themselves, sexual photos, to Nigerians, and then the Nigerians are telling them to kill themselves, and they are.